Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Nipunika Shahid with the World News. The headlines. Holds attacks on neighboring countries. President Masoud Pezeshkian says neighbors will no longer be targeted unless any attack originates from there. U.S. administration approves new $151 million arms sale to Israel as military conflict continues in West Asia. In Ukraine, 7 people killed in a Russian missile attack in Kharkiv. Rashtriya Swatantra Party continues its march towards a historic victory in general elections in Nepal. And in badminton, Lakshya Sen enters men's single final of All England Open Championships in Birmingham. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian has said neighboring countries will no longer be targeted unless an attack originates from there. In his statement today, President Pezeshkian also apologized to neighboring countries for the strikes that took place in recent days. He said the strikes on neighboring countries were caused by miscommunication in the ranks. He also said that the demand by the United States for an unconditional surrender is a dream. Saudi Arabia has cautioned Iran against engaging in what it described as misguided calculations. Meanwhile, the intense military conflict in the region entered its eighth day today, escalating into a wider regional confrontation as United States, Israel, and Iran continue with new wave of airstrikes and drone attacks. Airstrikes hit the Iranian capital in the early hours today. A video circulating on social media showed Tehran's Mehrabad airport on fire following the strikes. The reports came shortly after the Israeli military announced it was carrying out a new wave of attacks on Tehran. A report.
Iran's UN ambassador Amir Sayed Iravani said 1,332 Iranian civilians, including women and children, have been killed in U.S.-Israeli airstrikes so far. He alleged that the United States and Israel have deliberately targeted civilians and civilian infrastructure across Iran. He reiterated that Iran will continue to exercise its right to self-defense. Russian President Vladimir Putin held a phone conversation with the Iranian president. In a statement, Kremlin said during the call, President Putin expressed condolences over the deaths of Iran's supreme leader, senior officials and civilians in the ongoing conflict. He reiterated Russia's position that the hostilities must end immediately and that a diplomatic solution should be pursued. U.S. Central Command has announced a major intensification of its military campaign, confirming that thousands of strikes have been conducted on targets inside Iran over the past week. In a statement, U.S. Central Command said U.S. forces have struck over 3,000 targets in the first week of Operation Epic Fury. United States President Donald Trump has ruled out any deal with Iran and called for its unconditional surrender. Amid the escalating tensions, the Trump administration has approved a new $151 million arms sale to Israel. Earlier in the day, Iran has reportedly destroyed a key radar component of the United States Terminal High Altitude Area Defense THAAD system in Jordan, used to detect and intercept ballistic missiles. According to a U.S. official, the strike hit Muwaffaq Salty Air Base. Meanwhile, Lebanese Health Ministry today said 41 people were killed and 40 others injured in overnight Israeli airstrikes in the mountain town of Nabichit, a Hezbollah stronghold in eastern Lebanon. This is Valsa Williams for World News.
Ukraine has said that Russia launched a barrage of drones and missiles at Ukraine overnight, damaging infrastructure and killing at least 7 people in the northeast city of Kharkiv. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Russia launched several drones and missiles targeting the energy sector and railway infrastructure across the country. Oleh Sinyubov, Kharkiv regional governor, said 15 people were also injured and 19 residential buildings were damaged by the Russian attacks. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that the rise of the country will be determined by India and its strength, not by the mistake of others. He made these remarks at Raisina Dialogue 2026 while speaking alongside with his Seychelles, Mauritius and Sri Lankan counterpart and former Foreign Minister of Australia on the theme of Heart of the Seas, Future of the Indian Ocean. He added that the direction of country's rise is very clear and unstoppable. Dr. Jaishankar noted that the countries of the Indian Ocean stand to benefit with the growth of India, and those countries working with India will get more benefits.
The Indian Ocean is the only ocean named after a country, and the reasons are obvious. We are right in the middle of it. But I do want the rest of the Indian Ocean to appreciate. India, in a way, India's rise is a lifting tide. That with our growth, I think other countries of the Indian Ocean stand to benefit. Those who work with us obviously will get more benefits.
Union Minister, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that India has not compromised on sensitivity with stakeholders in any trade deals. Speaking on the third and final day of Raisina Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi, the minister said that the government has protected India's national interests in all trade deals, opening the doors for greater engagement. He noted that India has emerged as a self-confident nation in the last decade, and the country now can compete with the rest of the world.
Raisina Dialogue makes India proud. It has truly established itself on the global stage as a must-attend event. Very high level of participation, both from India and internationally. We need more engagements like this across the length and breadth of India to showcase India to the world. These engagements help build bridges of trust and friendship.
This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Nepal, Rashtriya Swatantra Party continues its march towards a historic victory in general elections. Prime Ministerial candidate of Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, Balendra Shah, has been elected the House of Representatives, HOR, member of Japa Constituency No. 5. Mr. Shah won the poll by defeating former Prime Minister and CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli with a wide margin. More from our Kathmandu correspondent.
Out of 165 constituencies, as of now, final results have been declared from 85 constituencies. Meanwhile, the counting of votes is ongoing in the remaining places. Rashtriya Swatantra Party has won in 72 constituencies and is leading in 49 constituencies under the first-past-the-post system. Nepal Congress has won 10 seats and is leading in another 11 constituencies. UML has 8 seats and is leading in 3. NCP has won 4 seats and is leading in 3. RPP has won 1 seat and Shram Sanskriti Party is leading in 3 constituencies. Shweta Singh for World News, Kathmandu.
Ongoing military confrontations along the Afghanistan-Pakistan border have triggered significant internal displacement, with an estimated 118,000 people forced from their homes amid the recent escalation in hostilities. The Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees reported that around 115,000 individuals have been displaced on the Afghan side of the border, while about 3,000 have fled their residences in neighboring Pakistan. The United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan has urged both parties to immediately cease hostilities, adhere to their obligations under international humanitarian law, and take all necessary measures to prevent further civilian casualties. In All England Open Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen has entered men's single final. Over world number 12, Lakshya defeated Canada's Victor Lai in the semi-final match 21-16, 18-21, 21-15 in Birmingham this evening. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India will lock horns with the New Zealand in the summit clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad tomorrow. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Iran halts attacks on neighboring countries. President Masoud Pezeshkian says neighbors will no longer be targeted unless any attack originates from there. U.S. administration approves new $151 million arms sale to Israel as military conflict continues in West Asia. In Ukraine, 7 people killed in a Russian missile attack in Kharkiv. Rashtriya Swatantra Party continues its march towards a historic victory in general elections in Nepal. And in badminton, Lakshya Sen enters men's single final of All England Open Championships in Birmingham. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.